SBS Radio.
It's to support the skilled migration. So I think supporting them will make settlement much easier, and also providing mentor on how to navigate the system, and also how, not just navigating the system, but to learn the work ethics in Australia.
What kind of issues or challenges do you see among Filipinos who are still trying to settle down or trying to assimilate themselves into the South Australian or the Australian community?
At first, if you are talking about skilled migration, it's about finding the job in their own respective skilled area, all right? So what we do then is we look at their experiences where they can perhaps move into another area, gearing like a pathway to, as a pathway going into the focus area that they've been trained with.
Okay. And what sort of projects or initiatives have you guys done in order to push this cause forward?
One is we have volunteers who we provide them local experience. So in the midst of they're looking and searching for paid employment, we provide them that local experience. It's either, if they like to do IT, we put them in the IT section of our work. If they would like to do admin and human resource, we allocate them to that task that they can really learn about the Australian context of human resource and employment section. And if they are into community development or teaching, we match them with other agencies who may need volunteers so that they can be acclimatized and also acculturized in those settings, so they can use that in their CV that they have already gained local experience. Whether we like it or not, it's the local experience that employers are looking for. So providing them the opportunity to volunteer in the area that they may likely love to do, and also connected with their focus area, I think is the best way you could do it.
Okay. And do you have any sort of research or anything that suggests what happens to these people that you helped out?
In actual fact, the Multicultural Communities Council of South Australia, we are going to look into partnership with University of Adelaide and University of Flinders, so that we can look at the real issues on what the skilled migrations are facing and encountering. One is the employment prospect at the moment is very low wherever you go, unless they go into industry that is not aligned with their expertise. So that means they are going out of the industry that they were trained to, or they train at. But the issue of being flexible, you have to mentor them to be flexible so that they can, one, it's not about the meaning profession, but it's about making money to support their family while they are moving into the focus area that they're in, to provide for their family and also to have a general and broader experience in about life in Australia.
Okay. So overall, like, what can you say about the migration trend in Australia right now, especially with regards to Filipinos, and like in terms of like how they're doing with in terms of finding jobs and employment in their field?
I guess the conference is about how we can partner with the industry, different industries. Filipinos are very, very hardworking people, and you know that. And we don't have any barriers when it comes to language. Maybe accent, yes. But when it comes to our education, is English language that we use in the system of education is English. So also the training that we provide in the Philippines is equally as, for me, is equally level with the Australian standard. Well, but we have so many regulatory bodies in Australia. Its profession is regulated by regulatory body. So that is the one of the issues why Filipino skilled migration are having difficulty in employment, because this so-called regulatory body have their own way of classifying the skilled or the training that we have back in the Philippines. There are certain universities, like University of the Philippines, but we have so many private universities who are doing very well in training our people, because don't forget, Philippines is number one human exporters when it comes to professions. So we are all over the world, and it's only because we were taught in English. English is our second language, and the system that we have is equally level to international system. I'm very proud to say that.
Okay. And so last question, how do you think Australia can be a more productive place or a better place for Filipinos to settle in and migrate and find jobs?
Well, again, I cannot stress enough, it is not the country, it is the people that provide employment, that they will going to employ people because of their own merit, not because of the regulation that they have. If I will interview somebody from a non-English speaking background country like Philippines, and if they can speak English, they can understand how they can communicate well, and they can do the job properly, and the experience is related, I'll employ them. But it's not like that. It's more like, where are you from? So it is the recognition that the system of education overseas is always second grade, right? It's not about, can you do the job? If they can focus more on, can you do the job, with a little bit of mentoring and support, but can you do the job? Will you be a contributor of this company so we can promote the jobs well, and also we can be become multicultural company? Because whether you like it or not, the workforce is a multicultural workforce. So wherever you go, in whatever area, there is no purely Anglo-Saxon company per se, all right? So I think it's about facing Australia and accepting Australia as a successful multicultural country. So that means everybody's equal, on equal footing. All right?
Okay. Thank you so much for that.
Yeah. Sure.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.